USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There were no other injuries that we know of at this point in time.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio briefing reporters in Manhattan about the helicopter pilot who crashes and lands on the roof of a 54-story building just blocks away from Times Square. He dies in the crash.
And I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One person is dead after a helicopter crashed into the rooftop of a Manhattan skyscraper Monday afternoon. At a news conference, New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro said the fire caused by the crash has been extinguished.
The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe.
At that same news conference, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the crash does not appear to be terrorism.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
President Trump cuts a deal with Mexico so tariffs are not imposed.
We have an agreement on something that they will announce very soon. It's all done, and they have to get approval, and they will get approval. If they don't get approval, we'll have to think in terms of tariffs or whatever, but it's just another aspect of what we've done.
Leaders in Mexico also agreed to a beef up at the border. 6,000 troops to control the chaos will reportedly be sent. Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss the deal with Brett Baer on Fox News Special Report.
6,000 Mexican National Guard to their southern border. They'll be doing checkpoints throughout Mexico to determine people's immigration status as they move through their country.
And the vice president goes on to say,
most notably of all, Mexico has agreed to take back all of the people from Central America who've come into our country, applied for asylum, and have them remain in Mexico while we consider their asylum requests. These are things Mexico had never agreed to do before.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The latest now on the U.S. jobs market, USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. employers hiring the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged, evidence that the job market remains solid. The Labor Department's Monday report showing businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than in March, and the most since records began. On Friday, the government said employers added a week 75,000 jobs in May after 224,000 were added in April. But those monthly figures are net totals, while the 5.9 million is a total count of all hiring.
The Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. And you have to be wealthy and healthy to visit a bed and breakfast in space.
How would you like to visit the International Space Station? Well, a select few who have the money may be able to do it as soon as next year. A round-trip ticket expected to cost around $58 million, and accommodations will run about $35,000 per night for trips of up to 30 days long. Only two visitors will be allowed per year, and they have to meet the same medical standards, training, and certification procedures as regular crew members. I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.